To hypothetically speaking, the show where we discuss a would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how are we doing today?
Pretty damn good. How about yourself?
Also pretty damn good. With us, as always, the third musketeer, Pat Aloisio. Pat, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
And Harry, who's almost a staple at this point. We're going to have to get a new guest pretty soon here. But Harrison, while you're here, it's nice to have you.
He's a staple.
I'll be here as long
as he's a staple now. He's an official.
The question is, do we...
All right, gentlemen, we have today's question all geared up. Are we ready?
Ready.
The question is, yep, this is episode 47. For episode 47, the question is, would you rather have to trek 100 yards through an alligator-infested swamp? Let's just call it, you know, think the Everglades in Florida. So you got to get 100 yards through the Everglades. Any alligator-infested swamp will do, though. And there's obviously all the other critters that live in that swamp. Just one time, if you make it through the 100 yards safely, you win. Or would you rather live with a fully grown male hawk in your apartment? You can't kill it or let it go or trap it. Would you rather live with that hawk fully grown for the rest of your life? Everybody clear on the question.
Does the male or female part matter for the hawk?
No, but I assume, like with most species, the male is larger, so I just said male.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Seems controversial to me.
Yeah, it seems slightly controversial. We're gonna leave that up to science being factual in the fact that men are usually bigger. So,
all right. Which side is everyone
talking? Yeah, I'm gonna trek 100 yards for sure.
I'm with you, Case. 100 yards.
Sensible.
I could never live with a hawk.
Highly sensible.
Hawks are fucking awesome. And I don't
want to. No one could. That's why.
Yeah.
Hawks are awesome.
The most frustrating part of this is that if we actually had to pick, I know the second you guys walked up to the swamp before you even got into it, you'd just be like, yeah, I'll take the hawk. My bad.
No, that's like the. That is literally the entire point of this, because if you got a full year into living with a hawk,
Harry, 1 week, I give him 7 week. Full yeah. days.
Yeah. You would lose your fucking mind,
and then this motherfucker working from home all day long.
If a year goes by with me living with a hawk, and I made it a year,
you won't.
It's not that bad. That's a year.
That's no, a year
the problem is anything
because...
can happen at any day. That's the problem. See,
here's the reality. If you live with an animal for a extended period of time, like a hawk, first of all, you guys have seen the videos where this guy puts the thing on his forearm.
Do not go down the hawk train the hawk road. Do not start with the I'm training the hawk.
Well, I would certainly try to if I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life. That would be the first thing that I do.
This you hawk, can't even stick to a morning routine. You're not going to train a hawk to land on your arm and fucking hunt
here's
food
the thing.
For you.
What Pat said was the perfect argument. The second the moment came, and I'm talking to you, Casey, where you had to cross infested waters, swarming with alligators, you would piss and shit yourself and say, I quit, and scurry away into the bushes. And that would be that. You would not do it. You
First
have
off,
100
I'm a,
yards
I'm a
to
tremendous
go.
Swimmer.
You have 100 yards to go, and all you're seeing is like the creases of the top of the water breaking for 100 yards, knowing that there are alligators everywhere around you. I'll bet anything you would not do that.
Casey, you know who's also a good swimmer? Is alligators.
What's that, Pat? What's that, Pat? I couldn't hear you with the hawk in the background.
But the thing is like, me and Bennett are actually able to have a life. You guys, your lives are ending this second.
You're not. Pat. That's why I'm taking my side. I'm okay with the likelihood. We'll just call it, I'll give it it's a 50-50 chance. It's not a certainty. Alligators do not like to eat human beings. They don't prefer it. It's like a shark thing. They're very misunderstood.
You're literally just making shit up right now.
What percentage are you putting your chance at getting across the 100
yards? They're very misunderstood. I probably have less likely than 50-50, but I'm going to go 50-50 because we don't actually have any idea.
Oh.
Listen, I'm more worried about other things like fucking the alligator will just straight up grab me by the throat, do its skater roll, and I'm dead. And I would rather that than every day a hawk with its fucking long-ass talons and its beak is trying to pluck my eyes out and scratch me while I'm taking a dump. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Why do you think that it's coming after you?
Dude, because it's living it's living inside for its entire life.
Yeah, but hawks don't attack people.
Yeah, they do.
And you're in an apartment with a person for their entire life.
You guys can also, like, first of all, you're just making up that you walk home and this hawk is attacking you. Like, that very well might not happen. Not to mention, I can escape the hawk. In my apartment now, I can get to a safe place and that's it. You're literally risking getting eaten alive against something that will absolutely not kill you and may actually end up being, like, you now have a domesticated animal in your home. We've domesticated way worse than hawks.
Dude, imagine, like, if you became bros with a hawk now. You'd be known around all your friends as the guy with the sweet ass hawk
who can let's not allow them to do this, like training the hawk. Let's be buddies with the hawk.
You're feeding him.
I'm just not having it.
But
feeding him.
Well, then he's going to die.
Why? No, we're not going through the practicality of now you have to give the hawk a regimented
diet.
We're assuming that it eats.
Casey, if you showed up to your house tomorrow and there was a hawk there and you had the information that you were going to live with it for the rest of your life, you would befriend this hawk. You would have no other choice.
I would have a name for it.
Harry, there we go.
Good point. Do you guys, I feel like this is a clarification point. You guys have to keep the hawk alive. You can't just lock it in the room and let it die.
That's the point. Yeah, they can't just stuff it in a closet.
Yeah, so we feed it.
So pissed.
No.
Every time you open the door.
Dude, I would get him the best hawk food that money could buy.
You're going to give him Snappy Dog.
No. Hold on. I'm not even for this because what we said in the question prior to this, and I didn't do a good enough job saying this, is that it's a wild hawk. I'm not even for this whole, like, you're feeding the hawk thing. The hawk is fed at all times. It's not, it's just coexisting.
None of this makes sense. This doesn't, it's a wild hawk that's hypothetically fed at all times. That's not a real scenario.
None of this is real. We're not going by what's real or not. I'm saying that
but it's possible.
No, because you're right in the sense that if Pat had the best hawk food that money can buy, sure, the hawk might be like, all right, I won't kill this motherfucker because he's my only source of food. We said you're living with a wild hawk. You can't trap it or release it or do anything.
Right.
So you're not domesticating the hawk. It's just wild.
How classic is it that they're saying we're just assuming that it's like an aggressive hawk, whereas they're just assuming it's a hawk that's ready to be like trained.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
His name's Hawkey.
Tony Hawk.
It's begging for commands. Yeah.
So,
Tony Hawk.
So, first off, I'm going to say that, Casey, your depiction of getting eaten alive by an alligator was just terrible. Like, it's not going to attack your throat and that's it.
That's got to be one of the worst deaths. Deal.
It's going to be, like, horrible. First of all, you're in waist-deep water, which is the first thing we talked about prior to the beginning.
That's true. This is
going to grab your legs, and you are both going to drown alive while you're being eaten alive, torn apart, more pain than you've ever imagined in your entire life. You have I think you would just die of fear and a heart attack at like the 20 yard line, because I've never seen anyone like scream in moments to somebody jumping out at you than you do, let alone you, the moment of recognition where you have an alligator swimming at you with 40 yards behind you and 60 yards to go, AKA nothing you can do.
You guys don't think
eaten alive, as opposed to, yes, it's a wild hawk. Yes, it's probably going to come at me at first. But again, there have like people have tamed animals.
I'd argue that hawks don't come after people.
I'm just saying, if it was to their point, if it was trapped in a home all of a sudden,
yes,
even a small bird is going to try to get out. But
exactly, the whole time he's going to be trying to get out, he's not going to be coming towards me.
No, it's going to see you as a threat.
No, it's going to see a window and be like,
until we feed it, which I don't know why is something we can't do. It's
you're not feeding it. Do. No,
I'm feeding him. I don't care. I'm feeding him.
Yeah, of course we're going to feed it.
The only thing you can feed him is flesh from your own body, which you won't have to, because he'll take care of that first. Now, second, I'm waist deep in the alligator water. Alligators only attack at the surface of water. So I actually have I said alligators only attack at the surface of the water. They don't attack like 4 feet deep.
Oh, yeah. So, where did you find that out?
Every National Geographic I've ever seen.
Pat, how heavy did Casey think a blue whale was while
we're on the like 1,000 pounds?
He was 65,000 pounds off.
Just I was way more than that off, but
exactly.
That's not the point.
Well, it's a point I'd like to make. Please continue about your shallow.
Exhibit A.
You guys are also acting like the alligator is going to want to attack something that's like flopping around in the water. If we're splashing in like...
They're starving.
Harry, they're talking to us like the alligator is going to be pissed that we're in.
Okay, I mean, I don't know anything that Casey's saying right now.
What?
Yo, Case, you're cutting out.
Yeah, you're Lag Nation.
You're all cutting out.
No, it's you.
Yeah, exactly. Strictly.
Yo, it's me.
We really need to get a new sponsor for the podcast so that we can pay for Casey's Wi-Fi.
What are some Wi-Fi companies we could tweet at for this one?
ExpressVPN.
Yeah. This podcast. Yeah. Xfinity. not everywhere wireless. That's what I have here, and it sucks. But yeah, so basically what Casey was trying to say, I'll paraphrase for him, is that he has second thoughts. And Casey, people that don't know you, like, just to give a better picture, you're one of the biggest scaredy cats ever. You won't watch a scary movie, anything. You're saying that you'd be able to swim or like go through water knowing that all these deadly creatures are just ready to rip you into 1,000 pieces. Have you seen Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones?
Yes.
At the very end, when the guy gets ripped by like 50 alligators, that would be you.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, Casey, what's your greatest fear in life?
Sharks.
Sharks. Underwater man-eaters.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're just like a nice casual swim through the infested waters. No.
These are the dinosaur versions of sharks.
And we didn't even say anything about the other creatures, which you added onto it.
I'm more afraid of the other creatures.
Okay. Well, but you're dealing with poisonous snakes now too.
Listen to me. It's simple. Also, I turn my Wi-Fi off. Just using data. How's this? This is better.
It's good. Yeah.
Cheapskate. But I'm just saying,
what is listen to me is that you're also dealing with poisonous snakes.
Listen to me. If Harry or I make it through the 100 yards, we live a normal life for the rest of our lives. My exact life.
We could record that.
Of course. I would bring fucking I would be the next Steve Irwin and shit like that. I would be
How's he doing?
He didn't get killed. He didn't get killed by an alligator.
He was a professional and he's dead.
Not by an alligator.
Okay, by something even more
look up alligator deaths per year. Look that up right now.
Somebody
Google alligator deaths per year.
Yeah, right, probably small because everyone knows not to go in the water because the alligator would kill you.
Willingly cross 100 yards of alligator infested water.
Look up alligator deaths per year.
And poisonous snake deaths while we're at it.
Bennett, let me walk you through a little story from here.
Yeah, walk them through it.
You're in the north end in your old apartment.
Which I'm not in.
You smell that beautiful Regina's. And then all of a sudden. Massive hawk in your apartment as you're trying to eat some Regina's.
Comes at me.
You can't escape it.
Why would I eat? First of all, you guys think I'm kidding. Like, people have domesticated animals for all time.
You
are like making this seem like it's like this rosy. It's gonna be this rosy.
No, I actually said this hawk become
best friends.
Like, no, I said the opposite. I said at the beginning it would be brutal, but you told me I'm stuck with a hawk for the rest of my life. It's not like I'm stuck with a wolf. It's not gonna eat me. This thing eventually is going to become. It has no choice. It's stuck.
I have two great points for us too. One,
hammer them home.
Once we evolve from apartments to houses, now that's more rooms for the hawk to fly around in, and it's not going to be in your face all the time. Two,
that's a hawk's biggest dream is upgrading from the fucking city apartment life to the suburban house life. That's it. That's where it really wants to spread its wings and soar.
Well, if it had the choice between that and your one bedroom apartment.
From your foyer into the dining room. That's what it was hoping for.
But that's
this is garbage. That's not garbage. You're talking about absolute garbage.
It's not
time out.
I don't know why you guys are go ahead, Pat.
Point number two is that once I totally forgot it. I don't know.
Harry, by the way, how are either of them going to explain to any prospective dates that, like, by the way, you know, I know
that's
you have an
so
annoying
cool.
roommate that you mentioned. I have a dangerous hawk that tries to pluck my eyes out every 10 seconds. So we got to run through the living room to my room.
I'm not going to lie. How about this? Let me ask you guys this question. If you could have a hawk as a pet, would you, like, assuming that it was domesticated and it liked you and you fed it and it lived with you, it even flew off and came back, how cool would it be to have a pet hawk?
That'd be pretty sweet.
No. All right.
I know how hard you're lying right now.
I've been saving this ammunition. I've been saving this ammunition for the end. I had a pet bird at one point. That is the worst pet in the fucking world.
Was it Petey?
Did you treat it like shit?
I mean, it was a bird living inside, so yeah.
Was it living in a cage?
It was in a cage.
Yeah, I mean, no
wonder it fell off.
Bennett just shrugs like no wonder it's pissed. You're taking a hawk and putting it in an apartment.
It's
the same thing as a cage.
It's simple.
Literally not the same thing. It's not good. I'm just saying the hawk could be in a cage in the house and it's not.
Here's the difference. Harry once had a pet bird. That story would have changed slightly if he had a hawk. It would have been, I once had a hawk and a third sibling. That's what that story would have been.
Right.
But it was a bird and not a hawk,
similar
all survived.
I once tried to cross alligator infested waters and I was eaten alive.
Yeah.
How did I tell that story then?
You wouldn't.
Because when I survive it and tell that story, I am going to be
a fucking legend.
No, Casey, Pat, you made the best point at the beginning. When it was go time, neither of them are getting in the water, and that's a fact.
You know what? Here's the point. To Pat's point, that was actually the best point made on this call. But here's the other truth. I get up to the swamp and I say, "Fuck that! I'll take the hawk." Then, legit, 1 to 2 weeks into that, all four of us say, "Fuck this! Bring me to the swamp." because we're not living with a wild hawk. It's just that simple.
You don't have to stay home the whole day. You go to work, you go out.
No, you can't leave your apartment more than you already do. That's not part of this.
But I'm not here that much in the first. That's what I'm saying. I wake up, I shower, I go to work, and I'm not home until like 7 at night or whatever.
I also know these are hypotheticals, but if you like present them within reality, although they're made up situations, we're saying forever, but you know, what is a hawk's lifespan? Because it's going to die.
Yeah, that's true. But
no. Listen, these are, why do you keep bringing shit to reality?
Because once the hawk
diets for the hawk, and this
what are you talking about?
It is an immortal hawk. It's not leaving. That's the point of the would you rather. Yes,
we never clarified that.
We said forever. That doesn't mean till the hawk dies.
I understand that. We didn't say immortal, and we have been saying forever. And I'm just saying now it's kind of ridiculous to say forever.
True.
There's nothing made up about your situation.
It's so much more ridiculous than any question we've ever asked on this show. Why are you bringing this to reality?
Some of them aren't.
Almost none of them are based in reality.
Casey, would you change your answer?
It's literally not true at all. Are you going to tell me all 50 that we've done in none of them? Like the scenario,
very rarely was this okay. Sure, reality.
Would you change your answer if it had its regular lifespan?
If its lifespan was like a year and a half, maybe.
It's not a year and a half, you idiot.
I know it's not. That's my point, Pat. If it's a 20-year lifespan, I'm not living with a hawk for 20 years.
Hawk's average lifespan is 20.
This hawk argument is horrible.
Is it 20? Well, I just nailed that.
Honestly, you have a better chance of nailing that than you do making it through this swamp-infested water.
What animal? So we get in the water. Let's walk through this. We get in the water and we're full-blown sprinting, swimming.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh, I'm not going to delicately try to get to the other side. I am splashing as much as I can, and I'm swimming.
That's the dumbest thing you could do.
I was going really slow. I was going a slow approach.
No. Because you want to make your presence known. You want to scare the algae.
Oh, my God. So now not only are you successfully getting, but you're scaring the alligator.
This is why I think that Harrison would actually have a chance, is because I think he would actually do what he just said and survive. Because that now there's this
Pat, let's argue a whole new topic now.
No, but I'm
just going to go slow.
We're not going hard through the
I'm saying is
you fucking tiptoe through that shit.
Harrison, they would think there's like a rhino in there.
Exactly.
And they'd be like, great, I love rhino. I just ate one through this.
They would be like, I'm just saying, they'd say, so the fact that that would be your
hippo,
like, I'm tiptoeing and just letting them all know I'm here and that I'm not an athletic creature and that my legs are moving really slowly through the water. Not only would
you... First off, have you ever tried to run in a pool? How fast do you think you're moving through a swamp?
Faster than if you walked.
Hey, Case, every time I've ever seen an alligator eat something, it's been sitting there drinking water, minding its own business, and then out of nowhere, the alligator gets him. The alligator's not going to go after something that's flailing.
Harrison, your best chance is all the alligators seeing you and just like dying laughing and not being able to come after you because they're just laughing at how ridiculous
you are. Pat, honestly, do you think that when it came time, do you think that Casey would get into the water?
No, he wouldn't even...
The point I've been trying to make on this is, honestly, you're right. I'm afraid of scary movies. I don't like when people jump out and say boo, but I thrive under pressure. And when I'm at the face of that swamp, I'm going to be under the biggest amount of pressure possible. And I might say, fuck this, give me the hawk. But again, all four of us will immediately revert and go back to the swamp.
Not me.
You would.
Not me.
Do you know how far 100 yards is?
100 yards is a long through swamp.
It's a football field. I'm familiar with the distance of 100 yards.
But imagine that, just instead of like NFL players, just all those are fucking alligators just floating around.
I get it, but
honestly,
living with a hawk.
After Casey's approach, I might advise that you live with a hawk, Casey.
I think that I'm not surprised that you guys are obviously just shitting on the whole the hawk thing. It would attack you. You're obviously just going to take that route. It's going to claw your eyes out. I think there's potential for.
I'm going that road that it's going to go poorly, Bennett.
Bennett, I like
You painted the worst picture possible and said that's the only outcome.
And Bennett, what happens if I survive the swamp? What happens after that?
Then
I live a normal
life. We don't have to answer that. Because that's not going to happen.
No, Casey.
You're pleading the fifth?
That's like, what if I win the lottery 10 times in a row? It's like, that's not going to happen.
You could make it through. You could, the same way that we could not be getting attacked by this hawk after a year of
living. What are you doing? You're ruining our whole argument.
How?
You just said we have the same chance of not getting attacked as they do surviving this.
That's not what I said at all. I didn't say the same chance. I just said there's a I literally just said that I think Harrison would survive the swamp thing.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I'm telling you there's a chance. I literally just said that. I think Harrison would come up with some insane strategy and there'd be all of a sudden a rhino through the water and they'd clear a path for him. It wouldn't happen with Casey.
Dude, they would recognize my body type as soon as I entered the water, and they would part the Red Sea.
This is so confusing. I was all happy because we had Casey and Harrison arguing against each other on which technique would be best. And then Bennett does a 180 and
now
starts
Bennett's
saying,
partnering with Harry.
Yeah, so it's like everyone's on their own team right now.
You guys don't even have a technique for living with this hawk other than like becoming its friend, which is the ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Also, dude, if you're gonna rip everything in your apartment to shreds.
Of course, everything they own.
No, not only am I buying the best hawk food possible, I'm buying the best hawk toys possible, the best hawk stands possible.
What about? Oh, you're forgetting the hawk litter box and the hawk de-shedding tool and all of that.
Yes, everything you have for a dog, we would have to get for a hawk.
Oh my god! And your listen, there
hairless cat. So yeah, we have all the same stuff.
My high school mascot was the Hawks, so me and him bond at a different level. Hawks fly together.
Hawks are fucking sick.
Yeah. All right. I think we're getting close to the time, though.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the end of no more unique points made. Harry, did you have something new to say there?
No. Other than I don't think they've made one good argument.
No, they haven't. And this one I can confidently – yeah, I can confidently say on this one that Team Hawk has a victory. I mean, Team Swamp.
Woo! End it, baby.
Team Swamp has the victory here because they're not domesticating
Freudian
a hawk.
Slip.
When I survive the swamp, I will live my normal life, and that's it.
Filming it would be cool, like Harry said, until like you all of a sudden were screaming and running the other way out of the water.
I would hope that you would get like 10 yards in without getting eaten yet and then change your mind and then having to go back and one grabbing your foot at the last second and then like barrel rolling it off.
Yeah,
it would be bad. Dude.
Yeah, I'm not saying I like it, but I'm not living with a hawk, so.
All right.
That's it.
Where people contact Casey?
People, let us know if you wanna chime in on this too. You know, drop us an email, speakhypothetically@yahoo.com. Hit us up on Instagram @speakhypothetically. Let us know if you're going to go with hawk or swamp. We'd love to hear from you. Gentlemen, well done today.
Any sponsors?
No, next
time. Yeah, just a local sponsor, PetSmart.
Birds are us.
Not a real sponsor.
Oh, man. All right. See you guys.
All right. Much love.
Later.